我们继续讲提摩太前书。
So we are continuing on with 1 Timothy.
今天我们已经进入了提摩太的第五章。
And today we're up to chapter 5.
前面的四章如果你还记得的话呢，都是保罗在教导提摩太怎么样去带领一个教会，怎么样去对抗假教师，怎么样成为一个属灵领袖，带领这个教会。
If you guys remember the first four chapters,Paul teaches Timothy how to lead a church, how to defend against false teachers, how to become a spiritual leader and lead a church.
到了第五章这里呢，保罗的话题突然间就转入了教会生活，有关人与人之间的这一些的关系的话题当中。
Here in chapter 5, the topic now turns to relationships between people within the church.
在教会生活当中啊，最难啊，最困难的一件事情就是处理人与人之间的关系。
In church life, one of the hardest things to deal with is the interrelationships between people of the church.
因为在教会当中，我们看到哈，都是来自不同背景的人，不同文化的人。
Because all of us, all of the church people, are from different backgrounds and cultures.
就算是我们这里你看看，大多数人我们都是中国人，沙青已经回了印度了，现在剩下都是中国人。在就算都是中国人，但是我们每一个人其实都有不一样的性格，不一样的兴趣。
And because Sachin left, all of us here remaining are all Chinese people now. And even though we're all Chinese, we have different personalities and characteristics and attributes.
或许说我们可以在这里找到一两个很好的朋友，
Perhaps we can find one or two good friends within the service.
但好像很难跟所有的人做好朋友，是不是？
But it's very hard to be good friends with everybody.
对我自己做牧者来说呢，讲道啊，训练课程啊，探访啊，好像我们的 retreat 啊，这一些预备，对我来说都不是很困难的事情。
To me, as a pastor, preaching sermons, training courses, pastoral care, visitations, they are no problem.
最难处理的就是这个跟那个吵架了，然后那个跟这个又得罪了，这一些的事情。
But the hardest thing for me to deal with is when one person quarrels with another person, or if this person offends that person, he doesn't like me, etc.
那是不是我们教会经常都会有这些事情？我不喜欢你了，你不喜欢他了，那些。
Do these things happen in our church from time to time?
到最后结果就是教会像一盘散沙，完全没有力量啊，组织起来去为基督打那美好的仗。
And as a result, the church becomes like a mess, and there is no strength left to fight the good fight for Christ.
所以保罗在这封信中呢，就举了几个例子来说明教会要怎么样去面对人际关系的挑战。
And hence, in this passage, Paul provides a few examples to discuss how to deal with challenges between people's relationships.
在第五章的第一到第二节呢，讲的是教会里面的人际关系。
In verses 1 to 2 of chapter 5, it talks about the concepts of relationships between people, relationships in church.
第三到第十六节呢，是讲对当时的寡妇要怎么样去处理。
Verses 3 to 16 continue to talk about how we should treat widows.
接着呢，17到24章是讲到教会里面你要怎么样去对待教会的领袖。
Verses 17 to 24 refers to how the congregation should treat their church leaders.
接着第六章的一到二节呢，是讲到主人与奴仆之间的关系，在教会当中要怎么样处理。
And finally, in chapter 6, verses 1 to 2, it's about how slaves should treat their masters.
那今天呢，我们就讲这里面的头两个啊，下个星期我们再讲后面的两个。
Today we'll focus on only the first two topics, with the second two topics being covered next week.
第一个就是在今天要讲的是第五章的一到二节，讲教会中的人与人相处，特别是看到有人做的不对不好，我们怎么样去处理呢？
So the first topic is the concept of relationships, in verses 1 and 2.And how, more specifically, how we should deal with relationships at church, especially if you see someone is doing something that you find wrong or you don't like.
很多人离开教会，甚至离开基督教的信仰，就是因为看不惯教会的那些人其他的人那些行为行事都不好。
Many people leave churches and in fact Christianity Because they cannot stand how other people in church act and behave.
看到教会里面这些人都是罪人，有些很自私，有些呢很贪财，又有些呢就不做正事，所以根本就不想跟这些人来做朋友。
They see that everyone in church is a sinner. Some are selfish, some are greedy, some do not behave righteously, and they sometimes don't want to be friends with these people at all.
保罗说，如果你面对这一些这么讨厌的人，你应该怎么去面对呢？
But Paul, as Paul says, if you're facing people as unlovable as these, how should you treat them?
在这里一段经文如果年龄大的人犯了错的话，那就不要严厉责备老年人，要劝他好像劝父亲，劝年轻人好像劝弟兄，劝年老的妇人好像劝母亲。存着纯洁的心劝青年的青年女子好像劝姐妹。
In verses 1 and 2, it says, If older people commit a mistake, do not rebuke an old man harshly, but extort him as if he were your father. Treat younger men as brothers, older women as mothers, and younger women as sisters, with absolute purity.
当我们再去读这两节经文的时候，你看一看在这几句话里面给了我们一幅什么样的图画。
So in these couple of passages, what kind of an illustration does Paul give us?
好像劝父亲，好像劝兄弟，好像劝母亲，好像劝姐妹，就是一幅家庭的图画，是不是？
He refers to fathers and brothers and mothers. This portrays the image of a family.
有人说，你可以选择谁是你的朋友，但是你不能够选择谁是你的家人。
Some people say,You can choose your friends, but you cannot choose your own family.
因为你一出生，谁是你的父母，谁是你的兄弟姐妹，不是你所选择的，是不是？
Because when you're born, who your parents are and who your siblings are, they're not really your choice.
如果是可以选择的话，我想很多人就去找 Bill Gates 做爸爸了。
I mean, if you did have the choice, I think a lot of people would go and find Bill Gates to be their father.
保罗在这里正是要提出一个很重要的教会的观念。
But it is here that Paul mentions this important concept.
当你成为基督徒，加入了教会，你就是神的家里面的一份子。
When you become a Christian and join a church, you are part of God's family.
不要在教会里面找朋友。
Do not look for friends at church.
因为这些人不是你的朋友，他是你的兄弟姐妹。
Because these people are not actually your friends, but moreover, they are your brothers and sisters.
不要在这里选择你喜欢哪一个，或是哪一个不喜欢你，我不想跟他在教会一起。
Do not pick who you want to be with and who you don't want to be friends with, because you're all at the same church.
因为这个家庭的成员，教会里面的所有的成员，不是你选择的，是神拣选的。
Because members of this family are not chosen by you,But they are chosen by God.
想象一下那一个你不喜欢的人是你的家庭的成员，你自己再想象一下你的态度或者思想会不会有一点改变呢？
Just imagine that somebody you do not like is actually a family member of yours. Would your attitude and thoughts towards them change?
就像我们会不会因为昨天我妈妈骂了我几句，我今天我不要我妈。
Surely you can't disown your mother just because she shouted at you a few times yesterday.
就算你不要她，还是你妈，你不能改变的，是不是？
Even if you don't want it to be, she is still your mother. You cannot change this.
那再想象一下如果你的兄弟做错了事情，你会怎么样对待他呢？
Let us think again. If your brother commits a mistake against you, how will you treat him?
你会不会去登报纸？我要跟他断绝关系。
Would you publish in the papers that you have officially cut him off?
怎么样登呢？某某因为整天贪玩、打游戏、不读书，导致考试不及格，所以我现在宣布跟他脱离兄弟或者姐弟的关系。
I can just see the headlines. So and so plays computer games all day and does not study and hence failed a test. Therefore, I declare that I will break my relationship off with them.
你会这样做吗？
We shouldn't be like this.
我想我们不会这样做。
We won't be like this.
我们的家人犯错，我们会耐心的去劝导他。
Because when our family members make mistakes, we will patiently help them.
教会就是家。
The church is our family.
这里每一个人都是你的弟兄姐妹。
Every person here is a brother or sister.
有时候就是可以心里面你比如说真的不太喜欢他。
Sometimes you may get a little bit annoyed by them inside.
就像你的弟弟妹妹有时候顽皮的时候你也会哎呀很讨厌不太喜欢他们。
Just like when your brothers and sisters irritate you.
但是你还是会像对待家人一样的对待他们因为他们是你的家人。
But you will still treat them like your family because they are your family.
这些家人是神的工作，神的选择，不是你的选择。
And this family is the work of God. It is not your choice.
所以在教会里面，不管是什么人或者做过什么事情，在神面前，我们都是一家人。
So at church, no matter who it is and what they have done before God, they are all your family.
教会是家这一个观念非常的重要。
The concept of family in the church is very important.
有时候我不太喜欢教会啊，一个崇拜太大了，人太多啊，所以很难管理啊，所以呢，要制定一些非常严谨的计划啊，或者是程序啊、策略啊、规则啊，来管理这个教会。
I don't like some churches which are too big and have too many people because they are difficult to manage and they require really onerous policies and procedures.
慢慢慢慢的教会就好像变成了一间公司或者是一个政府一样靠着制度来运行。
And gradually the church becomes like a company or a government entity because they rely on too many systems to remain operational.
这样的教会就好像一个没有感情的一个机器。
This kind of mega church is like a machine and it doesn't have any feelings.
我不喜欢这样的，但是同时另一方面，教会又不能够只是单单靠爱心，我们不用什么制度或者不要什么规矩。
But on the other hand, a church cannot rely solely on love and not have any proper systems in place.
如果我们只靠爱心去行事看见哪里需要帮助，我们就马上全部把我们的钱去帮助了。很快教会或者你自己都会出问题的。
I mean, if we operate solely on love and channel all of our money to anyone that we see needs help, the church will shut down very quickly.
这也是为什么神一方面在圣经当中给了我们律法，要我们来遵守。
This is why God, on one hand, gave us the law from the Bible, telling us to observe them.
但是另一方面呢，他又告诉我们。爱神和爱人的这一个爱字是高过律法的。
Whereas, on the other hand, he tells us the greatest commandment is to love God and to love thy neighbor. Two greatest commandments.
人不能够只有爱，没有律法。
People cannot live with just love and no law.
因为过度的自由只有爱的话，会给你带来灾难。
Because as we've often seen, excessive freedom brings excessive hardship.
但是我们也不能只讲律法没有爱，因为我们每一个人都是按着神的形象做的。
But on the flip side, people cannot just live with the law without love.
神就是爱，当人与人之间没有爱的关系的时候，我们只靠着律法去生活的话，人的社会崩溃的。
Because we are created in God's image and God is love. If the interrelationships between people did not have love and only had law, societies would collapse.
所以呢，保罗在三到十六节呢。就以供应寡妇的需要来做一个例子来讲述如何在爱和制度当中两者之间取得平衡。
So to discuss this, Paul in verses 3-16 uses the specific example of assisting widows to demonstrate how to strike a balance between love and law.
在当时的社会没有像今天澳洲的社会这么有社会的保障制度。
Back in those days, society didn't have Centrelink, didn't have a social security system as good as that of Australia's today.
那个时候的女性呢，也不能像今天一样很随便的出去找份工作来供养自己。
And moreover, women back in those days did not have the right or liberty to work like they do today.
寡妇是当时社会或者是教会上面的一个弱势的社群。
Widows were the church's and possibly society's most vulnerable demographic.
而教会呢，变成了一个在社会上面一个非常重要的力量，去帮助孤儿，帮助寡妇。
And hence, the church became a very important power in society that helped orphans and widows.
而信徒中的寡妇呢，传统上教会就有责任去照顾他们。
And churches were traditionally responsible for looking after widows who were believers.
因此呢，照顾寡妇的这个工作变成了教会的一个非常重的重担。
And hence, caring for widows became a very important and heavy burden for the churches to bear.
如果教会要照顾到每一个啊有需要的寡妇呢，好像能力上面又不太够。
If the church was to care for every single need of every single widow,It is unlikely that the church would have that kind of capacity.
但是另一方面，看到有需要的人，如果不去照顾他们的话呢，又会被人指责啊，教会没有爱心。
Whereas if the church does not go out there and look after widows, it will be blamed for not being a loving and caring church.
那针对这一点，保罗就提出了三个重点，去帮助提摩太去思考怎么样去取得平衡。
So.Paul makes three points to help Timothy find a balance between these two considerations to help those in need.
第一点呢，就是要分辨寡妇们真正的需要是什么。
Firstly, we need to determine the needs, the real needs of the widows.
不是每一个寡妇都需要在生活上受到照顾的，是不是？
Not every single widow will need to be cared for everything in life.
可能人家的丈夫留下很多的财产给他，所以他所需要的根本就不是物质上的一个需要。
Perhaps her late husband left her with a lot of property, and hence she will not need any support financially.
教会要照顾哪一类的寡妇呢？
So what kind of widow will the church need to care for?
在第三节里面啊，保罗讲了第一个条件是要敬重。供养那一些无依无靠的寡妇。
The first condition is in verse 3. Give proper recognition to those widows who are really in need.
也就是说，我们要有智慧去分辨，哪一些是真正贫穷的，没有人照顾的。
Hence, we need to use our wisdom to determine those who are actually poor and that actually have no one to care for them.
那这些是没有年龄限制的，谁有需要，我们就去照顾谁。
And this is no age limit. Whoever is in need, we will help them.
但是又如果有一些寡妇呢，她不是刚刚丈夫去世了，所以要需要一些马上的紧急的短期的这种帮助。
So, for example, if widows who have not just recently become widows and they need some short-term help,
而是这一些人需要长期的照顾的，就是她永远都丧失了这种的工作能力啊，保罗就制定了一些的规则给教会。
Sorry, instead of short-term help, the ones that need long-term help.Paul has devised some rules to assist the church in determining their needs.
在第五节里面呢，这里讲到那无依无靠独居的寡妇，他们仰望神，昼夜不住的祈求祷告。
In addition to this, verse 5, Paul states that the widow who is really in need and left all alone puts her hope in God and continues day and night to pray and ask God for help.
第九节又说必须超过60岁，这个意思是说他们已经年老了，没有工作能力了。
Another condition, no in verse 9, no widow may be put on the list of widows unless she is over 60 and has been faithful to her husband.
第十节就是只做过一个丈夫的妻子，并且要有善行的见证，就如养育儿女啊，接待客旅啊，替圣徒洗脚，救济困苦的人，尽力行各样的善事。
In verse 10, it continues.And is well known for a good deed, such as bringing up children, showing hospitality, washing the feet of the Lord's people, helping those in trouble, and devoting herself to all kinds of good deeds.
这几节经文呢，给我们看到就是有一个选择性在里面。
These verses tell Christians and churches to be selective.
敬虔的基督徒优先。
Giving priority to godly Christians.
神的爱当然是爱所有的人。
I mean, but of course we know God's love is great and he loves all people.
但是我们也能够理解为什么保罗会讲这一些规则呢？定这一些的规则在当中，其实是很符合现实中的一个合理性的。
However, we can also understand why Paul sets these rules because they are practical and they are to deal with reality.
很容易去解释，是不是？当我们不能够照顾到这个世界上所有有需要的人的时候， 我们就要优先去选择一些我们族里面的弟兄姐妹，因为他是我们的家人。
I mean, we cannot look after all the people in the world who are in need, so obviously we must choose to look after our own Christian brothers and sisters first, because they are our family.
第二点是有关家庭的责任。
The second theme is family responsibilities.
如果我们的家人生病了，需要照顾，你会不会优先去照顾外面其他的病人，然后才回来照顾我们的家人呢？
As an example, if one of our family members becomes ill and needs to be looked after, would you go out and look for some other sick person, look after them first before your own family member?
我想不会的，这也不是一个好基督徒见证。
Of course not, as this wouldn't be a good testimony as a Christian.
所以呢，保罗也提出了有一种寡妇啊，虽然有需要，但是教会不应该优先为他们提供帮助。
And hence, Paul describes a type of widow who, although is in need of help, but the church should not be prioritizing helping her.
这些寡妇就是自己有儿女、有儿孙的。
And these are the widows with children and grandchildren.
这里经文讲到了，寡妇若有儿孙，就应当让儿孙先在自己家里面学习孝道，报答亲恩，因为在这在神面前是蒙悦纳的。
In verse 4, it says, But if a widow has children or grandchildren, these should learn first of all to put their religion into practice by caring for their own family, and so repaying their parents and grandparents, for this is pleasing to God.
虽然呢，圣经里面我们都知道，大家都参加很多婚礼了，最近，结婚之后人要离开父母，是不是啊？
We've been to a few weddings in recent times, and the Bible says that after children become married, they must leave their parents.
但是不代表说你就没有责任去照顾他们。
However, this doesn't state that you don't have the responsibility to support them after you've left them.
大家知道十诫是不是？
We all know the Ten Commandments, right?
十诫里面的头四诫是讲什么的？
What are the first four commandments about?
大家知道吗？
Does anybody know?
没有人知道。十诫里面的头四诫是有关神和人之间的关系。
The first four of the Ten Commandments refers to the relationship between God and man.
好像说你不能够有偶像啊，你不能够拜偶像啊，这一类的。
Such as you're not allowed to worship idols, etc.
而从第五诫到第十诫，这个六诫里面呢，是讲到人与人之间的关系。
However, from commandment number 5 to commandment number 10, these six commandments talk about the relationships between human beings themselves and each other.
这六个讲到人与人之间的关系里面，你们知道第一个是什么吗？第五诫是什么吗？
And the first commandment, which is number, sorry, the fifth, first out of these commandments between humans and the relationships between each other,Do you know what the first commandment is?
有没有人能告诉我？
Can anybody tell me?
第五诫，人与人之间的关系，第五诫是什么？
So what is commandment number 5? First one between humans.
什么？孝敬父母，是不是？
Honor your father and mother.
第五诫是孝敬父母，第六诫知道是什么吗？
So commandment number 5 is to honor your father and mother. What is commandment number 6?
不知道，第六诫是不可杀人。
Commandment 6, if we don't know, is thou shalt not murder.
也就是说你不孝敬父母比不可杀人更可恶。
It's just saying disrespecting your parents is worse than committing murder because respecting your parents is more paramount.
西方社会啊，对这样的观念我觉得有时候真的不是很好。
I've noticed that Western society is often very bad with respect to this concept.
我记得有一次我问一个澳洲的西人啊，我问他你多久回去看一看你父母。
I once asked an Australian gentleman how often he visited his parents.
他说他已经十年没有见他父母了。
He told me he had not seen his parents for 10 years.
我很奇怪啊，我觉得哎呀，十年可能真的会不会你们之间有问题啊？你们有什么问题啊？
And I thought this was very strange, so I asked him, were there any issues? Were they on bad terms?
他说没问题，我很爱我的父母。
He said, no, there weren't any issues. I love my parents.
只是我忘记了我的父母现在住在哪一个老人院。
But I've forgotten which retirement home they're in.
可能这是一个比较极端的例子，但是一个真的事实。
Perhaps this is a slightly extreme example, but this actually happened.
如果你去问一问澳洲的西人或者中年人，他们有自己家庭的人， 他们多久回去看一次自己的父母呢？
I mean, if you ask the average middle-aged Australian how often they visited their parents,
圣诞节一次。
Once at Christmas.
如果他们复活节回去的话，已经很好了，有两次了。
I mean, it'd be a good year if they visited their parents a second time during Easter.
他们把孝敬父母的责任交给了政府。
They've transferred the responsibility to care for their parents to the government.
然后保罗在这里提醒大家，神要我们负起做子女的责任。
Hence, Paul reminds us that we must uphold our responsibility to care for our parents as children.
当时的保罗就是说，寡妇如果是自己有子女的话，这个供养的责任应该是他们子女的，而不是教会的。
And that is precisely why Paul says that the widows in those times, if they had children, these children should be the ones supporting them, not the church.
我们再看下一个，保罗还提到这些寡妇自己也有责任。
So the third topic, the widow's own responsibilities.
第六节，保罗说，寡妇若车子厌乐，虽然活着也是死的。
Paul suggests that the widows themselves also have a responsibility, as seen in verse 6, he says, but the widow who lives for pleasure is dead, even while she lives.
他正在提醒寡妇们不要这样奢侈的宴乐，因为这样做会破坏教会的名声。
This is to remind widows not to seek extravagant pleasures, because this will ruin the reputation of the church.
而至于年轻的寡妇呢，在第十一到第十二节里面呢，保罗还提醒他们要注意自己的情欲的问题。
With respect to younger widows, in verses 11 and 12, Paul warns them to overcome their sensual desires.
第十四节里面保罗又说到若是年轻的寡妇呢，他们应该去重新结婚，组织家庭，这样会更好。
In verse 14 it says, So I counsel younger widows to marry, to have children and to manage their homes.
这样的话呢，他们就不会这么容易掉进撒旦的陷阱里面，使教会蒙羞。
And this way they will not easily be tempted by Satan and put the church into disrepute.
那同时呢，也可以减轻教会对寡妇们供养的这种的负担。
And this also reduces the burden on the church to support widows.
保罗在这些的经文当中以供养寡妇来做例子，是因为当时的寡妇是一群非常需要帮助的人。
Paul uses widows out of all the other people in society here as an example because they themselves are a group in society which truly needs help.
今天回到我们现代的教会，是代表我们自己的教会里面，似乎要供养寡妇这一个问题好像不是对我们很严重，我们似乎没有这样的重担。
I mean, in our church today, we don't seem to have a very big issue or need to support widows per se.
但是要知道，在每一个时代当中，都会有需要的人。
But in every age, there will always be a group or a demographic of people who are in need of help.
这些有需要的人，教会需要提供帮助。
And with these groups, the church always needs to help them.
今天我们教会当中有谁是有需要帮助的人呢？
In our church today, who are the people who are in the most need?
也就是说，在我们当中到底谁是真正的寡妇呢？
So to rephrase, who are like the widows of those times in our service, in our church today?
真正的寡妇就是真正有需要的人。
So those people are people who are truly in need.
这是真正的寡妇吗？
Are they really widows, black widows?
是真寡妇是吧？但是她不是我们需要帮助的寡妇。
We don't need to help black widows, apparently.
谁是真正我们需要帮助的人？
So who are the widows that we truly need to help? As a figure of speech.
当我们心中有这样一群人是需要帮助的时候，
If we can find these types of people.In our knowledge,
我们再回想刚才保罗所提的三个原则，我们能不能够在我们现在的生活当中继续去使用呢？
If we find a group of people like this that needs help, are we able to apply the same three principles that Paul has taught us?
就是当我们看见有一群需要的人我们要去分辨他真正的需要是什么，他是不是真的需要。
These three principles in determining real needs, in determining whether we should help someone are firstly. whether we can determine a real need for help.
然后我们还要看看这个人他自己的家庭有没有负责任，他们自己的亲人有没有负责任。
Second principle is determine whether their own families are able and should be supporting them.
而最后就是那个需要帮助的人其实自己也有责任。
And the third principle is whether the person that needs help themselves has a responsibility to help themselves.
我们的团契查经班很快就会开始，我盼望我们在查经班一开始的时候可以继续的讨论啊，我们讲完的道的这一些的问题。
Our soul groups are due to begin in about 2 weeks' time, and I hope that we can all discuss these issues in depth.
啊，这些的我们讲完的这些话题还有很多可以讨论的空间。
There is a lot of space that we haven't covered that is open to discussion during our sessions.
那我们继续。
Thank you.